Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Well, today is National Sloppy Joe Day today.
Yay.
This story's funny. They're like, the origin of the Sloppy Joe isn't 100% clear. They think it dates back to Havana, Cuba in 1920 when a bartender named Jose Sloppy Joe Otero created a simple sandwich, which is essentially beef and tomato sauce and spices, and it led to the modern Sloppy Joe. What a great nickname.
It is.
Jose Sloppy Joe Otero. That guy is a pimp.
Legend,
right?
Growing up, like for Zoe at least, because her dad's name is Joe, so we called him Sloppy Daddies. Like that's what we made.
Make
Sloppy Daddies.
Daddy, yeah. That's also very awkward.
That's a name.
Who's your Sloppy Daddy?
I know.
Sloppy Daddy.
Inside joke kind of thing.
Sloppy
the neighbors
daddy.
Thought it was weird and we got excited, but.
I'm a fan of the Sloppy Joe. My wife occasionally makes me do it with the ground turkey.
Ew.
Save where you can. I know. That's right. It's squishy.
It is squishy.
You need
it's
the ground
all,
beef.
Like, wet and
yeah, it's all.
I, every
wet.
Time I open it up, I'm like, is this bad? Like, what? I smell it. I got. Ugh.
Yeah, you don't want the turkey. You got to do it with the ground
have
beef.
To. Get the 93.7.
Yeah, there you, you go. Know, that's where you save, Katie
that's
Cat.
Where you
the
save.
93.7. And then I do the special. I do but like a concoction. I don't dump like Manwich or whatever in their seasoning packet.
Yeah,
I got
go in the can.
I got
route.
A thing. I got a whole thing with my Sloppy J's.
Yeah.
Mm. We generally have them at Halloween. It's kind of a tradition for the family to all come over on Halloween, and we have Sloppy Joes and tater tots and orange soda for Halloween.
That's what you have to have with Sloppy Joes is the tater tots or the French fries. Something that you put in the oven or the air fryer.
Do you do yours open face or do you just?
Oh,
put
I
it
do
together?
Both buns. I mean, if
you gotta
you
go,
get,
but
you
double
have
buns.
To. I if you're eating because that's if you do the open face, you have to eat it with a fork and a knife,
and then you're a child.
Enough.
All of a sudden,
not sloppy
you're
enough.
A child.
Yeah.
At that point,
you gotta have the top bun.
You gotta get in there,
pick it up, and give it heck.
Well, if you guys are looking for a dinner idea tonight, Sloppy Joe's. That's what you do. Hey, good morning. We're Jeremy, Katie, Josh here at Mix 100. And after you eat those Sloppy Joes tonight, you might be tooting. You might be farting like crazy. Where's my fart sound? Oh,
yeah.
Imagine being a scientist, and this is your job. Yeah, what do you do for a living? I'm a scientist, and I study farts. Scientists at the University of Maryland are asking an important question. How often do people fart? Oh. So the team of scientists built a small wearable device about the size of a nickel, and it clips into the back of your underpants, and it records every time you let one rip.
Ow.
So now the doctors behind the study are saying that this is actually, believe it or not, serious science.
Really?
Because there's no baseline for healthy gas levels right now. Because it is a natural, important thing that you do.
Yeah.
Is fart on a daily basis.
The whole bean song. We know that.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And there's no baseline on how much you should be doing this. So this little device is going to monitor. How many people was this? I think that doesn't say. Darn it. Probably a couple thousand, I would imagine. They say more than 1 in 5 people report experiencing having excessive intestinal gas, but right now there's no objective measure of whether they're telling the truth or not. So now the project called the Human Farting Atlas is having people wear this device for 3 days so researchers can gather data. Now the results as of right now show a huge range. Some people are passing gas just 4 times a day, and others have reached about 175 times a day.
Whoa.
That breaks down to a toot about every 8 minutes.
Oh.
So the doctors leading this study say they're actually pretty stoked so far with the progress. They're in the unknown, and it's an exciting place to be right now. And I think this would be probably big for people that do have, like, intestinal issues. And they're not sure if they're farting enough or they're farting too much, and you need that baseline.
But what did we decide? Is it good to fart or not?
Oh, it's good.
Well, it's good to fart. But, I mean, like, it's you're breaking down stuff in your gut,
and it's just producing gas.
That's the thing. The study is ongoing right now. So they're somewhere between four times a day and 175 times a day.
It's like the weather forecasters around here.
Right.
Anywhere from 0 to 80 inches of snow. That's what you can expect.
Yeah.
All right, then. Okay.
I mean, I personally would be kind of curious as to how much I'm doing it. I don't know. I don't feel like I do it that much all day. I do recall within the past week or so when I drove Nick Nack's car to work. And then on the way home, right before I got home.
Why were you
in the car?
To leave your scent?
Then I pulled in the garage, windows up, and closed the door. And within a couple hours, she had to go run an errand.
No.
And she went out to the garage, and I was following her out, saying goodbye and just talking to her. And she opened the car door.
What's that smell?
And she went, oh, my God. What's going on? There's something wrong with the car.
You know what that is.
I think the kids left some food in the back or something. And I was like, man, that's weird. That's
Meanwhile,
gross.
You're telling yourself 10 for hang time. Yeah.
Epic hang time on that one. Oh, my God. What's wrong with my car? I guess I got the pee today.
Oh, what's that pee, Jeremy?
I'm not used to having the pee.
I know. It kind of caught us all off guard.
I know. I'm used to saying, who's got the pee?
Uh-huh.
Jer Bear has the pee today with Jeremy, Katie, and Josh. This one's on you, Gen Zers. They've created a viral TikTok wellness challenge called raw dogging boredom.
Oh,
and
wait.
All that is involves sitting there alone with your phone, TV, or music for specific time periods. The trend is mirroring that airplane raw dogging, where passengers did nothing during flights, where you just sit there.
Uh-huh.
People are like squirming because they couldn't do anything. And I guess this is some sort of reinventing meditation, I guess.
I am so uncomfortable with the name they gave it.
Oh,
I don't
it's
like,
fine.
I know,
don't worry
but
about that.
But
like,
still.
Now you got to raw dog your boredom. No. So you sit at home, no phone, no TV, no music, and you just sit there for like 30 minutes, just alone with your thoughts. This is probably pretty good.
No, it's
We're
great.
We're bombarded with content anymore, so I'm kind of for it.
Yeah, well, and it's a good way to just be present, right? Because so much of our anxieties and things like that that we worry about come from that, worrying about things in the future, things that have already happened.
Yeah.
And when you can just sit with what
with
is
with the voices
happening,
in your head.
Well, and what's going on around you in the moment, it can bring such calm
people
that
did
people
this,
don't
yeah.
realize.
Yeah, people did this on flights last year, and I guess they're expanding it now. But with everything that we see in the doom scrolling that Gen Z always talks about, just sit there with your thoughts, Jer. It's probably really healthy for you, really
that
good.
That probably is.
Yes.
They're saying, you know, these short-form videos negatively impact your attention spans. Making the intentional boredom beneficial because we're always swiping next. So I dare you to try it. I mean, if the Gen Zers are doing it, then we all should be doing it.
We should if it's trending.
But I guarantee you it will be a challenge to sit there for, I mean, start small, I guess, 5 minutes, then work your way up to 30 minutes.
Focus
on your breathing. What?
Yeah. Well, my favorite part is the fact that they're recording themselves sitting there doing nothing and then posting it on
TikTok.
Yeah, and then they check in and then they post about it and all that too, which is kind of funny.
It changed me as a person.
Jared, little steps, like you said.
Baby steps. Raw dogging boredom.
Little steps.
There you go. Who has the minus today?
Oh, hey, Shia LaBeouf, topless in Italy, makes our minus list.
Go, Katie,
this
go.
Wednesday. Yeah, he is in Rome right now and he's in a hotel lobby asking for a light for his cigarette, wearing only boxer briefs with a loose one hanging from his mouth.
This
there.
Dude's on a historic run.
Do you think he's going back watching these videos like, what am I doing with my life?
I don't know.
What am I doing?
Usually in the moment, in like an active downward spiral, I don't know if you're really thinking about it, but I'm sure there's going to be a moment where he looks at it and is not at all happy with his actions. And you just hope that he kind of gets it together, because that's the thing is we've seen glimpses of Shia LaBeouf really doing amazing things. And when he goes, when this stuff happens, and we saw it happen in New Orleans during Mardi Gras, now he's over in Italy, and Americans are literally getting on X and saying, Italy, we're so sorry for what he's doing over there, you know, like what he's doing to
he
your beauty.
doesn't represent us.
He doesn't represent us. But again, like, this is just another instance of an actor, a famous person. And
how do you look in his underpants?
He looks great.
I forgot he has his whole torso tattooed.
He does. He sure does. But again, when you are falling apart in front of the entire world, it is so sad.
You want pants on when you're doing that, for sure. You don't want to be in your underpants.
That's why it's the minus, Jeremy.
Yeah. If you're falling apart, having a mental breakdown, put some pants on.
Put your pants on, okay?
You're going to be on TMZ all day long.
But we do wish him, you know, the best and hope he finds the help he needs.
Glad it was warm in that hallway, too.
You know?
When you're in your tidy whities.
It's a good look for him. Sure. Okay.
All right, wrap it up with the interesting.
All right, NASA and thousands of people confirmed early yesterday morning all across Northeast Ohio that they heard a massive sonic boom. And what was that sonic boom? Well, yeah, NASA confirmed it was a 6-foot, 17,000-pound meteorite that hit Earth.
It's a big rock.
17,000 pounds is massive for only a 6-foot, you know, boulder falling through the sky.
It's a lot of rock.
This was reported actually even being seen as far away as Pittsburgh, and they said at about 50 miles above one of the Great Lakes, it was falling down, created the sonic boom. That is where
Help!
It broke
Help!
Up all yeah. over. And then, yeah.
I saw the ring cam footage of it. There's ring cam footage
really
everywhere
cool.
of this thing going.
Yeah.
It looks like a missile, you
yeah,
know?
Yeah, no, I mean, it does. This is something I've always wanted to see. I mean, we've seen shooting stars. That's the same thing as a meteor falling through the sky. But never in the daytime. This was so bright, it showed up in the daytime. Thousands of people were like, oh, it set off our car alarm or, you know, shook our windows and walls. And there's some footage. It was kind of sad, too. It scared a bunch of dogs in the backyard,
Aww.
And they got all spooked by
puppies.
It. But if you are in the Northeast Ohio area and listening to the show, go try to find that, because meteorite pieces are worth thousands of dollars if you can find
Ooh.
Them. So go out there and look for the hot rock that fell from the sky.
Nice.
That'd be pretty cool to see, man, right?
Yeah.
I would think
crazy.
So. Yeah.
And thankfully nobody was hurt with it, right?
That's as far as we know. It might have gotten Sasquatch, but as far as we know.
There you go, guys. There's your PMI this morning with JKJ.